Hi there. The word for you today is thirsty for God. In Psalm 63, verse 1, the psalmist writes, "My soul thirsts for you in a land where there is no water." Mark Roberts writes, and I quote, "On a mountain hike, we spotted a peak that seemed to be just a couple of miles further, so we headed for it. By the time we conquered it, we'd used up most of our water. Our return was mercifully downhill, but there wasn't even a tiny spring to slake our nagging thirst. I spent 3 hours longing for water, thinking of nothing else besides how wonderful it would feel to get a drink." You know, when David wrote, "My soul thirsts for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water," here was the picture. His enemies were pressing in on him, and he wondered if God had forgotten him. Ever been there? Your pain is unbearable, and God feels distant. Just as physical thirst is your body's way of telling you that you need water, inside you there's a spiritual thirst only God can quench, and he will. Listen to these words from Jeremiah 29, verse 13. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. "When you require me as a vital necessity, you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. Half-hearted efforts won't cut it." One Bible teacher says, "The only way to know God is firsthand. Those who are content to know him through a second-hand relationship really don't know him. They want others to pray for them rather than praying for themselves, to provide the verse rather than reading it for themselves. They're content to watch a TV church or a sermon on the internet. Every person needs to test God to see if he is who he says he is, if his promises are true, if he'll answer your prayers, if he'll be there when you need him, if he'll give you wisdom, strength, endurance, and perseverance." What's the answer to those questions? Here it is. He is, they are, and he will every time.